This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show with Leo, with you until 12 noon. Now, my next guest is no stranger to the Joy Airways. Mr. Michael Dalton presents a show on Joy called, you may know this one, The Royal Daltons, of course, with the lovely Glenn. It's also Dolly Diamond sometimes. And on his own this year, he's been super busy with all sorts of shows. And another one coming up next week. Welcome back to Joy, Mr. Michael Dalton.
Good morning.
How are you, Dalton?
I'm really, really well, yes.
Now, it's weird being on the other side, because normally you're here.
I know, I like it, though.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
How could I not like it?
Now, let's just go through your
career.
Especially
when we're going to talk about me.
Oh, it's all about you,
Dalton.
How could
I not be comfortable?
Because you, age of 10, on the West End in Oliver.
Yes.
What a great start.
Many, many years ago. Yeah. And I remember it. I mean, not all of it, obviously, but I remember, you know, bits of it. Mm. And, yeah, it was, you know, a great start, obviously, you know.
Of course, moving to Melbourne. Do you remember when you first moved to Melbourne?
Yes, we arrived.
Did you have nightmares?
No, but I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait because England was, you know, I was only 12. And yeah. I just remember arriving and it was being boiling hot. Yeah. And anything above, you know, sort of 15 was hot.
Though, of course.
It? And just thinking, oh my God, I love it, you know. And I did, and, you know, and I've obviously loved it ever since. You know, I didn't live here from then on. I moved back to London. But I, you know, God, I love it. Love Australia.
And getting into drama here in Australia, was that difficult? Was that
no? Well, yes and no. I mean, it's always difficult. You know, trying to get a career out of this is hard work. But I went to a really good high school, Ringwood High School.
Right, and not good for the arts.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. And it's how weird, though, you arrive from London. And I lived in suburbia in London. And arriving in Melbourne and going to Ringwood, of all places, you know. I mean, I know it sounds a bit rude, but it is Ringwood.
Mm.
And then just having this amazing high school. I did a gig the other night. And my drama teacher and music teachers came to that. And so they're still supporting me, which is incredible.
You've done a bit of telly as well.
Yeah, just talent shows mainly.
And also Neighbours.
Oh, I mean, only, I mean, I had a couple of lines.
So you were opposite Kylie,
no,
Jason Donovan.
I don't think you can say you're opposite.
Let's go with opposite.
You know me. I'll always try to build my part.
Oh, no.
But lying's lying.
I mean, Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Guy Pearce, Clay McLaughlin.
Yeah.
In the same scene as yourself.
And Russell Crowe. We did scene in Lasseter's and we're playing darts. They're playing darts. Sorry, I wasn't. I was watching with this pint of lager, which obviously wasn't lager. And, yeah, I mean, I just loved being on it, you know, as brief as it was. But no, I wasn't opposite.
I was watching Celebrity Apprentice the other night and they were doing a job for Mr. Boris.
Yep.
The Shopping Channel.
Oh, yes.
And in the UK, you were on the Shopping Channel.
Yeah, for years.
Oh, fabulous.
I loved it, you know, and I think that's what it's like for me. I really only ever do a job if I like it. I'll really only, it's like presenting a Joy or whatever, you know, I'll only do that for as long as I enjoy it. I'm not going to do a job I don't like. Why would I do that, you know? I think that's lucky, though, isn't it, that you're in a position you can say, you know, I'm not enjoying this, I'm not going to do it anymore, because, you know, obviously that means I've got to go out and find something else. But I think I'm born with that ethic that, you know, you get off your ass and get something else. But I love selling stuff on the telly. It was good fun. And they allowed you to be yourself as well, so I was a Campbell Mary and just telling people about this beautiful world. All you got to do is dial the number 09042512000. You dial that number, you listen to the message, then you press 1 and you're ready to buy. And it's, I loved all that. I grew up that my dad was a salesman, and you know, I just loved it. You know, I did say when I started on that I would never lie to the audience at home, though.
Did
and that lasted about a week.
Of course it did.
This is absolutely beautiful, when it was a piece of crap.
Another big start for you was backing singer for Julian Clary.
Yes.
That must have been really interesting.
He was in Melbourne and he was doing gigs and yes. I befriended him. I didn't make a beeline thinking, right, I'm going to work with you, so I'm going to make friends with you. I actually thought, well, he seems really nice.
Happened naturally.
Well, sort of. I pushed it more than I should have, perhaps. But I don't mean, you know what I mean? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And he later, of course, said to me, you know, you were quite pushy when I met you. And I thought, well, I'm still pushy now. So it's just that you like me now. He needed a backing singer. So I worked with him in Australia. And then when we'd had the tour had ended, we'd had such a good time. He got his management and all that to ask if I wanted to come to London to do the shows. And that's when I moved back.
And in the late 90s, you created the infamous Dolly Diamond.
Yes. Was it in the late 90s? Yes, I think it was. Yeah, probably was.
And she's been so busy.
Yeah.
Let's face it. This year, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year.
Well, I did Midsummer for many, many years, 12, I think, and Chill Out in Daylesford and all of that. I love it all. And I'll still do those, you know, as much as I can. But I started with the comedy festival, as Queen, the real Queen of Moomba. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And it was, I wondered if I was able to stand up there for an hour and do that. And I thought, well, yes, why wouldn't I be able to, you know? It's just worrying whether people are going to come and watch you I play to a mainly GLBTI audience, you know. It is mixed, but it is predominantly. And then I thought, well, this is Comedy Festival. Isn't that the real deal? And I just thought, well, that's crap. You know, I can make people laugh. You don't have to be, you know, on one particular side of the church to the other, do you? So I did it and I loved it and I'm going to do it again.
Well, my two friends from the UK loved it. I took them along and they loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really lucky, isn't it? That I can, do stuff as Michael and as Dolly and get an audience. I think when you do that and, you know, you put your work in, I think you're lucky. I think, so I'm counting myself happy for that.
You just come off a show called A Different Way Home. You're in the show, you're playing two characters, Maureen and Leslie.
Yes.
That's a tough job.
It really was, and I made
mine. In the same show. Part one is with
Leslie. Yeah.
Part two is with Maureen.
Yes, and both of them are in their sort of mid-60s, you know, late 60s. Mm. And what I liked about doing that role is I could eat what I wanted. When actors say they were putting on weight for the role, I mean, I wasn't asked to, but I gave myself that challenge and I met it.
Exactly.
And it was great. I just, Rose Garden, my mate, gave me the play. She said, read this. And I did, not the rights, just a book, whatever. Mm. And I thought, oh my God, I love it. And I think I could do that. And learning all the lines was absolutely horrendous. I hated it. And thought I was going to give up a couple of times, to be honest, because it was just too much
for me.
I did. I plowed through through misery and chocolate and wine. And I came through the other end. You know, I did it, but fatter. But whatever, I'm happy.
My special guest on the Friday morning show is entertainer Mr. Michael Dalton. More with him next, joined by the writer and director, Mr. John Livings, talking about the new show at Chapel of Chapel next week. Join 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo, with you until 12. Noon. My special guest in studio is entertainer Mr. Michael Dalton. Now, Michael, your next show you're part of is about the Andrew sisters. At this point, we're going to bring in the director and writer of the show, Mr. John Livings. Welcome to Joy, John.
Oh, hello, Leo. Thank you.
Now, the Andrew sisters, of course, were a girl group from the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. They sold over 75 million units worldwide, 46 top 10 US singles, 17 Hollywood movies. What a great group to do a show about.
Wow, you've done your research. I didn't know.
Of course I have.
Yeah, I've been a fan of that era of music for many years, and... So that's how come we're doing the show.
I think getting three men to step into those roles is interesting, though, isn't it? And I reckon that I think I know the reason why, and not everyone would know this, but you stepped into that role, didn't you?
To bring that up,
didn't you? I had to.
Well, the short story is, many years ago, I was for my sins, I was a cruise ship entertainer, and it was
it's on my list.
Bingo,
yeah.
bingo, and I got roped in to be an Andrew's sister one night, and the experience was so traumatizing, and the show was so awful that it left a deep, indelible scar on my psyche for many years.
I think this one will.
Which sister were you?
I was Laverne.
Oh, fantastic.
My one and only time in drag.
Which is Andrew's character in the show.
That's right.
We just got a message from Andrew asking when we were going to mention the Bugle Boys.
Michael, you know what?
Mention his name on air.
Oh, no.
We've just mentioned the Bugle Boys. Andrew, we'll just mention yourself, doll. Yes. So that's you play the redhead and the airhead and the slut.
He's a redhead. He's a redhead. No hair,
exactly,
just a redhead.
Exactly right. And Michael, you play Patty, of course, the group leader.
Yes.
Unnatural blonde, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't let any of them forget, because John Jackson, I don't let either of those boys forget that I am the leader. Yes.
Because John plays Maxine,
yes,
the brunette. A bit of a lazy with the old makeup, his character.
I just think he's not very good at it. Andrew's really is the one who does. We do our own makeup to a point, and then Andrew comes in and makes it better, basically.
I was going to say, because I posted some pictures on my social media, Leo Stubbing on Twitter, and on our Joy Instagram this morning, Joy949, and some great photos.
Yeah, well, we had, obviously, when you have your photos taken for a photo shoot, you want to look your best.
Of course.
So I did my version of that.
Right.
And then Andrew comes in, basically, with a sponge and a sharp pencil and makes it look even better. Because I do Dolly's makeup, and it looks sometimes quite nice, and sometimes like I've just put my face in the Turin shroud. But either way, that's what Andrew does. And I think what we love about this is the sort of, you know, getting all glammed up, and it is one of those shows that is about making people laugh. It is an homage to the Andrews sisters, but it's three men doing it. You know,
camp and fabulous.
It is exactly those things.
Now, John, why these three actors, John, Michael, and Andrew?
We were just blessed, I believe.
Yeah,
is that the right thing to say?
I think it is.
Yeah. Did you have a criteria when you're casting the roles?
Well, we were never going to lip sync, so they had to sing.
Exactly right.
Just want to do it, be into it. Mm. These guys are. They're having a lot of fun, but it's hard work.
The show starts in Melbourne next week.
Yep.
Are you going to be taking it around the country, perhaps?
I reckon that is the idea. Yeah. I mean, festivals and things like that, you know, you have to register well in advance. So we are registered with a few different festivals, etc. But I reckon that this really is the testing ground, and learning it has been a monster. One of the reasons that the Andrew sisters were so successful is the way that they sounded. You know, they were amazing. They had that close harmony.
Sisters, which helps.
I think it really does. I think they were born with that, and obviously got better over the years. We've just landed with all this music. Mark Jones is musical director. Phenomenal job of three-part harmony with three voices that are not the Andrew sisters.
Yes.
John Jackson has a countertenor voice, and it's, you know, beautiful up in the gods there. I'm somewhere down below, way down below, being in the trash, and Andrew's somewhere in the middle. And he's managed to get us three sounding good. There's moments, and we're not there yet, but we're almost there. But there are moments where I think it is absolutely fantastic. And that's me being honest, you know, to say that we're not quite there yet. We'll be there by Tuesday.
Fantastic. And your choreography is...
Oh, it's absolutely... A guy called Jeremy is doing a fabulous job. And it's got to be camp, hasn't it? Yeah. I mean, I can't dance
over
for crap.
The top.
But I can move well, you know.
Favourite songs from the show, Michael?
I think I like Rum and Coca-Cola, you know, and that is the
fantastic
song. But, I mean, actually, there's a few, like, really, really good crowd numbers, you know.
About a dozen songs.
Audience participation.
Yeah, because I think the ones that, I think they will. I think they'll only be clapping along. But a lot of people will know the lyrics, though.
Yes.
You know, so it is one of those you can definitely join in on.
Well, it's good if somebody's going to know the lyrics.
Exactly.
My special guest this morning on the show, entertainer Mr. Michael Dalton, and writer and director for the Bugle Boys, Mr. John Livings. Bugle Boys starts this Tuesday, the 27th of October, until Sunday, the 1st of November, at Chapel of Chapel in Paran. You can go to chapeloftchapel.com.au to buy your tickets. It's going to be a great week of shows. Good luck for the shows.
Thank you, darling.
Break a leg. And and of course, some great music as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And fun. Lots
Andrew
of fun.
Sisters, some great harmonies,
yes,
some great songs, some camp moments.
Oh, I think there'll be a lot of those.
Christina Aguilera did a bit of a homage to the Andrew
sisters
with this song called Candyman. such a cool song.
Yes.
And the video is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's obviously, you know, due to this track that's kept the Andrew Sisters alive even more to a newer generation, and that's got to be good.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you for coming in, you both.
Thank you.
And best of luck for opening night next Tuesday. I'll be there on Wednesday night.
Lovely.
This is Christina Aguilera, Candyman. You're enjoying.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.